540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the defense attorneys for Judge Hannah Dugan says they plan to ask a federal judge to throw out her guilty verdict. Steve Biskupic, a former U.S. attorney, tells WISN 12's Upfront program that he believes the jury may have been confused by the judge's instructions. Dugan was convicted of a felony obstruction charge but cleared of a misdemeanor. Biskupic says the challenge will focus on whether the jurors got clear guidance on key questions during deliberations. Today and tomorrow are expected to be the busiest holiday travel days at Mitchell. Airport officials say they expect around 12,000 passengers a day through security. Lines are longer than usual, but still moving. Travelers are urged to arrive at least 90 minutes before departure, pack carefully, and to make sure you have a real ID or other acceptable ID at screening. An early Christmas gift for those who use Lisbon Avenue. Construction is done for the year and the west side stretch is back open. Milwaukee DPW says their crews have rebuilt the road between 100th and 86th, adding a roundabout at 92nd, protected bike lanes, and a new concrete pavement and sidewalks. The project also changes the layout, cutting the street from four lanes to two and reserving side space for parking and other uses. City officials say the next phase from 86th to Burleigh is scheduled for 2026. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. There's another Harley homecoming happening. Harley Davidson is bringing more employees back to the office in Milwaukee. Starting in March, workers who live within 50 miles of the company's headquarters will have to show up 3 days a week. That'll bump up to 4 days a week next September. The shift follows the arrival of new CEO Arthur Starrs, who works out of the Milwaukee office. The move marks a change after years of remote work since the pandemic. And the Hone Bridge is getting into the holiday spirit with a nightly light show this week. The bridge is putting on a five-minute display at the top of every hour from 5 to 9 p.m. through Christmas night. The Light the Hone office is open through 6 tonight for people who want to dedicate a bulb in person and watch the shows. People can buy a $25 holiday bulb dedication, find the best viewing spots, or stream the display online at lightthehone.com. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
An easy win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin beat Central Michigan 88-61 at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers guard John Blackwell did not play, recovering from an injury. So Hayden Jones, a 6'6" freshman from New Zealand, got his first start. When did he learn he'd be playing?
Yeah, so found out like 40 minutes before the game. Didn't really know what was happening until the lead up. Kind of knew JB was going to be so-so, but I was ready. Obviously had a bit of nerves going into it, but once got in there, it was just another game of basketball.
Jones finished with 6 points, four rebounds. NBA, the Bucks in Indiana to take on the Pacers. NFL, Jordan Love in the concussion protocol after taking that shot to the helmet against the Bears. Left guard Aaron Banks.
What's the flag they called on that roughing the passer? I just don't get how guys get kicked out of game for taunting, but if you hit a quarterback late in the head, that has to be reevaluated. I think that's ridiculous.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 42 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 15 to 20. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, our low 28. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy. Could catch a few showers later in the day with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.